Okay, our friends. So today we have a story for you because spring is nearly upon us. We're getting closer every day. And animals are out in the wild, like bumblebees and things like that. And they're moving around. And you need to know what you're getting into when you see them. And so we have some really good advice from another animal that we all love, a dog. And it's Chip the dog. And the name of today's story is called Don't Eat Bees. And this story has a subtitle. And the subtitle is Life Lessons from Chip the Dog. This story was written by Dev Pelty and Mike Bolt. And it's read today by Mommy. And
meow.
Meow. The cat? You're not just a cat, you're an important cat.
Meow.
Like, okay, are you Floof?
Mm.
Are you Captain Meow Meow? Who are you? You are beans, aren't you?
Meow.
Well, I didn't know. I thought maybe you might be, but let's see if there's a cat in this book, shall we?
Mm.
Okay, here we go. When we open the book, the very first thing we see is a dog. He's a white dog with brown spots and brown ears and a big black nose. And he says, I am a smart dog. I am only 7, but that is practically 50 in person years. So I already know several important dog things, like how cats are awfully self-important for animals who poop in a box. Is that you? Okay. I know you can dig one big hole and put 30 bones in it, or you can dig 30 holes and put a bone in each. That's pretty nice. Another thing I know is somehow these are all dogs. Yes, all of them, even that one, he says. And in the picture, we can see the different kinds of dogs that there are. There are tall, skinny, fluffy dogs, big, giant, slobbery dogs, tiny little curly dogs. Dogs come in all shapes and sizes, don't they? Like humans. But most of my vast knowledge involves what to eat and what not to eat. I will share what I know. Do eat socks. That's why they come in pairs. There's a spare one just for you, he says, as he is chewing on one of the socks. Don't eat bees, he says on the next page. Do eat important papers, like the ones the small persons work on when they finally come home after forever. Oh, dear. And in the picture, we can see he's got a science book and a math book and some drawings, and he's got all this homework that he's chomping on. Oh, this is a terrible thing to do. Don't listen to him. If you're a dog listening to this story, don't take his advice. Pro tip, if you eat them, that your small persons will have to stay home to make more important papers. But don't eat bees, he says again. Interesting. Do eat the giant bird that they cook at Thanksgiving. Grab what you can and run. It's a fun game. And you deserve a little fun. Remember all them papers you ate? Bees. No. So, yeah, we can see him disrupting the entire Thanksgiving dinner, eating their turkey. Please don't ever do that. Do eat Grandpa's teeth. It'll make Grandpa smile, and that, my friend, will make everyone smile. But don't eat bees. Do eat the cat food just because you can. Who's a dumb dog now, Mittens? Not me. I don't eat bees, he says. And sure enough, he does look very funny with the human teeth
in his mouth, doesn't he?
Do eat the foods your small person doesn't like to eat. This will make them love you, and they will scratch that special itchy spot that you can't reach. So yes, peas. But no, bees.
Oh, and in the picture we can see the girl is feeding him some peas from her plate. But I like peas, don't you?
Yeah.
I like all green things.
Eat the car, eat plants, eat dirt. It comes with the plants. Eat shoes. Eat the couch. It had it coming. Eat the mail. And for sure, eat the sandwich. It was obviously for you since it had all your favorite stuff in it.
This dog might be eating too much stuff. What do you think?
Yeah. Don't eat lemons. Or fire. Or bees. See, I know a lot of things. I'm so smart that I can tell you I would never, ever do something as silly as eating a bee. No, sir. Never, ever, ever again.
Oh, no. He did eat a bee, didn't he?
But cactuses, now Mitten's been telling me good things about cactuses, and I am a smart dog,
he says. But I really don't think that he should eat the cactus either. Oh, poor dog. Don't eat that. Don't do it. And Chip, may you learn from your mistakes, trusting the cats.
Oh, just kidding. This cat's very trustworthy, but that cat, I don't know. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is the end. Is there anything you want to add?
No.
Cool. Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.